You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right. Good morning, Emma Hall.
Good morning, Matthew Crawley.
How are you?
I'm really good. I'm really good. I had a bit of an Uber mishap on the way here. Went to the wrong Princess Street, but I hear that happens.
Oh, that's so weird. And you're from Australia, right? And that just happened to our last guest, Dave Graney, who's also from Australia.
Oh, is that Dave Graney? I thought he was familiar, that man walking out of the studio. Yeah. And then I thought, no, you're high, Emma. You're in a different country.
Dave Graney.
Yes.
It's all part of the great
conspiracy. Pleased that happened to Dave Graney too, because it happens to great men as well as me. That's good to know.
I'm here now.
I'm feeling and I'm ready.
Good. All right. Well, it's all working out. So, ladies and gentlemen of the general public listening to 95BFM with curious ears, Emma Hall, the name might sound familiar because you have been perusing the Fringe program thinking, what should I go and see? And we're here to tell you today that you should go see Emma's show.
See my show.
We may have to choose. You have to choose. We may have to choose.
That's right.
Well, I guess, I mean, the purpose of these interviews, I suppose, is to inform people about what things are, and so they want to go and see it. Would you be able to describe in your own words, which I'm sure you have been asked before?
Yeah, I can tell you about this show that you're performing. This show, so it's a solo performance, which by myself, which means I stand on stage alone. Someone was telling me last night that they went to another solo performance and there was a woman next to her muttering for the first 20 minutes, and then like halfway through the show turned to her and said, "Is this a solo show?" So I just want to manage expectations out there. There is only ever me on stage. And it's essentially a list. I just list my opinions about the world.
Right.
So I counted them and I got 621.
Wow. That's a lot.
There could be more, but everyone agreed that 45 minutes was an appropriate duration for this show and that people didn't want to listen to opinions for any longer than that, so I stopped. But I would have kept going had I been allowed to. But
do you cram 621 into the 45 minutes?
Yes, yeah. Wow. And some of them I list very, very fast.
Right.
It's a sort of response to the way I was feeling when I was at the peak of my Facebook phase, where I just sort of seemed to be on Facebook all the time and was just getting, and Twitter, and I just created a Twitter account, and I was getting overwhelmed with other people's opinions. And most people, you know, people who don't know what they're talking about still putting their opinions in my mind. And,
yeah.
So it's a bit of a, I guess, like, joke in a way on that. And,
yeah.
And the idea that I'm the artist on stage and I will make you listen to everything that I think.
Yeah.
And this is everything that I think. So.
Is there a facility in the audience whereby people can like or dislike or comment or anything like that? Or is it old school?
That's actually against the rules of this particular performance. You must just listen.
Right.
Which is actually... What I didn't anticipate, but it's really, really cool, is that people feel that they're kind of in this one-on-one dialogue with me, because everything that I say, they do have an opinion about, you know, they do have a response, but they're not allowed to share it, so they have it in their own head. So everybody seems to be having the same relationship to me, whereas, you know, when you have audience participation, the audience, well, what happens with me is I always think the louder people will have their opinions from the audience and I don't agree with them, and so I feel a bit shut out, but...
Do you have any example opinions you'd like to, like, that people, you know, just because, so in case people are thinking that, they're wondering, like, if
are these the kinds of opinions you want to listen to?
If you're in the echo chamber, that they want to come and, like, experience your opinions, because they already share your opinions, you know?
Yeah, that's a fair thing. Well, I hope people come even if they don't share my opinions, and I hope, you know, my director talks about this show as sort of one person speaking about her view of the world from her particular coordinates of the universe. And I like that because it kind of speaks to the fact that all of our political positions are quite, when you really sit down and write down everything that you think, a lot of it's contradictory, and it's not just like left-wing intellectual progressive blah 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 whatever
but
some computer would put you in, because you know, a lot of things that I think, like I list doctors know more than other people about the human body. Most doctors are not good at their jobs. some doctors are not good at their jobs. Most surgeons are sexist. All nurses wear bad shoes. And last night, someone I know, one of my dad's friends, was in the audience, and he's a surgeon, and he came up to me, and he's sort of 60s, and he's a big man, and he came up to me after the show, and he just gave me this big hug, and he whispered in his ears, and he said, my ears, and he said, not all surgeons are sexist. And I remember thinking, I don't actually think I said all surgeons. I said most surgeons.
Did he say,
people hear what they want
not
to
all
hear.
Surgeons are sexist, young lady? You should listen to me.
Like that kind of bear hug and that sort of intimidating whisper was all he really needed to say about it.
Drop that opinion.
Look, he's an awesome guy, but
yeah, nurses people probably sort of just wear comfortable shoes, hear, right? Too. Just in defense of nurses, I don't know.
Look, and I'm all for the comfortable shoes. You should see the shoes I'm wearing right now.
I mean, can't. You're nurses behind the desk.
They're like sort of.
They look fine. They look good.
Yeah, they're flat and well, they're not they're kind of like school shoes.
Yeah.
I'm all for.
I like your blazer
shoes.
A lot though.
Yeah, the blazer is really good.
Is that your show blazer?
It's no, I have to wear I have a costume designer who's put me in an outfit that's very well fitted and tailored, and I've been performing this show for 2 years, and I think it's a bloody miracle that at my age I can still fit into that costume after 2 years. But every time we are heading into a season, I worry about the pants and whether they're going to split when I'm on stage. But I'm doing okay. Last night we opened, and the pants are still intact. Everybody seems happy.
Good. Well, we should give you the people some facts because...
Sure, let's give them some facts. So
the show's at Basement?
Basement Theatre, yes. We opened last night and we run every night until Saturday night, I believe, the 25th of February.
Yeah, so it's tonight, tomorrow, all the way through to Saturday. The times
are different.
So you don't have to remember, I can remember. I mean, I can read it off this piece of thing.
Matthew, that would be great.
So tonight the show's on at 8:30. Tomorrow the show's on at 9:30. Friday and Saturday the show is on at 6:30, and we're talking PM.
So something to suit your busy schedules. Mm-hmm. And the thinking behind that, I think, is that you can see other shows as well, or like the artists can see the other shows at the Basement and stuff.
It's yeah, really cool when venues so are much able stuff to do on.
This like this. So much on. Yeah.
Yeah, so much great stuff, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And AucklandFringe.co.nz is where you can go and peruse the program and find out more. And if people want to find out more about your show and yourself, emmamaryhall.com.
That's me.
Yeah, that's cool. And
website.
People, when I looked at this flyer just before, my first remark was, wow, so many stars. Like, there's lots of 5 stars,
yep.
Some 4 stars. There's absolutely it doesn't go go any lower than 4.
No. Well, look, you know, I mean, they're the stars we like to share with people. I mean, I think it has had 1 or 2 bad reviews. But, you know, I figure that's good.
Fuck
like,
them.
You should... my favourite review is actually the worst review we got. I don't think she gave us a star. I don't think it was a star kind of blog post, but it was a young... Actually, I think it was a young blogger, and she said, oh, it was just like listening to my dad for an hour tell me what he thinks. And I thought that was great because actually I guess if you don't really know what you think, it's quite a boring show.
I don't know what my dad thinks.
You don't know what your dad thinks?
Not really. I mean, sort of, you know, but I'd be interested in hearing my dad talk for an hour about everything he thinks. So maybe I'll come along.
Yeah, come along for sure.
Since to hear what my dad thinks, I have to enrol in a theological paper at Laidlaw College, so it'd be probably cheaper to come and see you.
Yeah. Oh God. I'm intimidated because I don't really know too much about theology.
It's all right.
Is that what your dad knows about?
It's all about opinions. It's all about opinions anyway, isn't it today?
Yeah. And look, it's not a show about fact. It's a show about opinions.
Yeah.
So I do talk about God. I'm quite
What do you think? Would you mind? I don't want not too many spoilers, but with 621 opinions, you could probably afford to let a couple slip.
Yeah.
Could we have like 2 or 3 more? Is that allowed?
Yeah, singing gets you closer to God. Gas hot water systems are better than electric. People in Russia eat too much meat.
How do you know? Do you know you've been there?
I've been to Russia once.
Right.
I spent 2 weeks in St. Petersburg.
Watching.
That's a lie. I spent 2 weeks in Russia. I spent 1 week in St. Petersburg.
Right. And just all you saw was just people just stuffing kebab meat into their face. No, no pita bread.
Animal flesh, vodka, and even the sort of salad they put meat in.
Wow. It sounds like my nightmare because I'm a vegetarian, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, me too.
Y'all should go to this show, I reckon. That's my...
Oh, thanks, Matthew.
That's
Please do. And look, people did really enjoy the show last night. We opened last night and the audience was super supportive. Yes, people I didn't know, I was just saying before we went on air, people I didn't know came up to me and hugged me.
Not just surgeons.
I don't think they were giving away free alcohol at the bar. I think they genuinely did have a good time.
Oh, so, wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming up. I'm watching the clock and I'm trying to be a good fill-in host, and I've got ads to play before news and, you know, so see how it all works.
Yeah.
Alice is giving me the thumbs up. She's firm but fair. So I've got to get out of here.
Yeah. Well, I will too. I'm going to go and get a coffee.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And please, one more time, everybody, emmamaryhall.com or aucklandfringe.co.nz, and go and see We May Have to Choose. You've only got 4 more days with which to go.
Yeah. Yes, come along.
Choose the show. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.